Police say a teacher tackled a student and detained him just after gunshots were fired into the ceiling of a packed classroom at a Central Illinois high school. No one was injured. Normal, Illinois Police Chief Rick Belkner said at the news conference today that a 14-year-old student was being questioned after the early morning incident. Chief said the police entered the classroom and found the teacher had subdued the student. Chief said the handgun used, but shots weren't directed at anyone. The motive wasn't known. The school evacuated its more than 1,800 students to a nearby church, and parents were called to pick them up. Normal, Illinois is about 135 miles southwest of Chicago. A piece of metal that appears to be a landing gear door from an airplane fell to the ground this morning in Kent, Washington. Witnesses say the refrigerator-sized panel hit the ground and skipped about 30 feet before stopping in a street. No one in the neighborhood about 15 miles south of Seattle was hurt. Photos on the news station KOMO's website show part of an identification plate in the object with the word aircraft along with a serial number. Neighbors say a cargo jet flew low over the area about the same time the part came down. The FAA is investigating that incident. Coast Guard is closing in on a stolen boat, believed to be carrying a man accused of abducting his children from South San Francisco. Authorities say the sailboat, named Unleashed, was spotted off San Mateo County coast this morning. It's now being tracked by a Coast Guard plane, and boats from the agency are en route to intercept it. 43-year-old Christopher Maffey is believed to be on board. Authorities say Maffey abducted his 3-year-old daughter, Brooklyn, and 2-year-old son, Devin, on Tuesday from their mother's home. They say he drove them to a harbor in Alameda and left on a 40-foot sailboat. Authorities say Maffey had been in the harbor 2 weeks earlier to inquire about purchasing the boat. Maffey is the former boyfriend of the children's mother. Louisville police say a man charged with killing one person and critically injuring another in dispute over a fence gave an account of what happened after being arrested. Lieutenant Barry Wilkinson wouldn't say whether the 55-year-old Mahmoud Youssef Hindi confessed. Wilkinson said the investigators are trying to confirm the details of Hindi's statement. Police said the shooting happened Thursday evening at a homeowners association meeting in eastern Louisville. Hindi had been in a long-running dispute with the organization about the height and direction of a fence around his house, as well as a recently constructed driveway. That's been your national, international news. I'll be back with state and local news after these important messages.
If you could see into the future, you wouldn't really need insurance.
I see beautiful home, good job.
How about automobile accidents, any of those?
Nothing on radar.
Of course, most of us can't predict the future, so we have to be prepared.
I see visitors slip and fall on your driveway.
Oh, no.
That's where your independent insurance agent comes in. An independent agent doesn't work for just one company. They work for you, so they can get you the best possible price on the best possible protection. Life, home, auto, or health.
Oops. Now I see little bender.
But you said no car accidents.
Hey, things happen.
Call your independent agent. We predict you'll be happy you did. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance. Because things happen.
Things happen. Things happen.
Wheat growers, you have until September 30th to cover your wheat crop with multi-peril crop insurance. This is Kevin Guitar. Contact the Romzix Farm and Town Insurance Agency in Bad Axe at 269-8382. That's 269-8382.
And in local news, AT&T is helping kids get ahead in school by providing school supplies for 80 Ubley Elementary students. On Thursday, AT&T Michigan Pioneers plans to give away 80 backpacks filled with folders, paper, pencils, and other essential school supplies. AT&T Pioneers are active employees and retirees who volunteer their personal time to help the communities where they work and live. The Pioneers annually hold a Tools for Learning campaign in the Midwest to fill thousands of backpacks. Local pioneers raise money to buy the supplies and have collected over 1,500 backpacks to be given out across Michigan. A two-vehicle collision on M24 has left two people seriously injured. The accident occurred this morning at approximately 11:07 on M24 near Riley Road. Investigation by the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office has found both vehicles were traveling southbound on M24 when the first vehicle stopped to turn into a private drive and was hit from behind by the second vehicle. Both drivers have been traveling alone and were seriously injured in the collision. The drivers were transported to the hospital by Flight Care and LifeNet helicopters. Tuscola County Sheriff's deputies were assisted by Carroll Fire and Police Departments, MMR, Kingston Police Department, and the Tuscola County Road Commission. Investigation into the conclusion is not concluded yet. Residents of the village of Elkton are being warned to boil their water before it's consumed. This warning is in effect until further notice. Residents may experience discolored water tonight and tomorrow. That's according to the village of Elkton DPW Superintendent Lonnie Schultz. The issue with the water is the level of total coliform found in it. Total coliform is a bacteria that usually occurs naturally due to runoff in the environment. Although usually harmless, total coliform can cause pathogens to enter the body and create potential for a consumer to become seriously ill. Village has been chlorinating the water in an effort to clean that up. I'll be back with more news.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
This is Brandis Millay from Thumb National Bank and President of the Pigeon Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to check out our Pigeon Farmers Market. We're open every Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. throughout the summer. The Pigeon Farmers Market has many new vendors every week. We have baked goods, flowers, crafts, and much more. If you're interested in reserving a table, please contact me at 989-453-3113. There is no charge to vendors. Again, the Pigeon Farmers Market is open every Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and every Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. throughout the summer. We are located behind the Village Hall in downtown Pigeon. For more details, visit us on the web at www.pigeonchamber.com. Hope to see you there.
This message provided by Thumb National Bank and Trust Company of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Parks and Recreation Division is receiving national recognition for its Recreation 101 program. The DNR Parks and Recreation Division has been honored by the National Association of State Park Directors with the 2012 President's Award. Recreation 101 is an increasingly popular series of instructional events and workshops designed to introduce residents and visitors to new recreational hobbies and to get them outdoors. DNR Parks and Rec Chief Ron Olson said the program, which is currently in its second year, has grown from 87 events in 2011 to more than 300 introductory programs this year, offering almost everything from archery to windsurfing that have led people into our parks and recreation areas and also into a healthy, more active lifestyle. U.S. and Canada have approved an updated version of a 40-year-old pact that commits both nations to protecting the Great Lakes. Environmental Protective Agency Chief Lisa Jackson and Canadian EPA Minister Peter Kent signed the Great Lakes Water Quality Agreement today in Washington, D.C. The agreement was first signed in 1972. It identifies dozens of highly contaminated areas needing cleanup and calls for reducing toxic pollution and level of nutrients that cause algae blooms. Latest version seeks quicker action on water quality threats and includes new sections on invasive species such as Asian carp, restoring native species and habitat, and preparing coastal communities for climate change. Jackson said protecting the Great Lakes benefits the environment and the health and economies of communities that depend on their freshwater seas. Michigan State University continues to invest in the school's football program and has renewed the contract for men's head basketball coach Tom Izzo. Trustees today approved plans to add a two-story building to Spartan Stadium. The $18 million renovation project will be paid through donations and includes new locker rooms for players, concession areas, media room, and sports recruiting room. The new $10 million video scoreboard system was installed this year at the stadium. Izzo's rolling contract is for 7 years. Trustees also renewed a rolling 5-year contract for athletic director Mark Hollis and women's head basketball coach Susie Merchant. I'll have more news after this.
Nowhere in the Thumb area can you get a better selection of used vehicles to go along with service and good old American know-how than at Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe. Al Hansen Motors has over 50 years of know-how under the belt and is the only used car dealership with a full-line service department that can take care of service problems many other dealerships say they can't and will not do. From oil changes, brakes, tires, struts, and electrical repair, along with heavy engine, transmission, and driveline repairs, Al Hansen Motors and Bad Axe have the certified auto technicians to take care of any problem your vehicle can acquire, bumper to bumper, and everywhere in between. All vehicles in the lot are given a rigorous 101.5 quality seal inspection to make sure that it's the best it can be before it drives away with the new owner. View all of Al's great deals on the internet and what services they offer at alhansenmotors.com.